This morning, while you were dreading going to school, 66 million young girls around the world stayed home. Not because they were sick or going on vacation, but because as far as their local school system is concerned, they don't exist. Girls having the freedom of going to school in many foreign countries is not only taboo, but highly frowned upon. Whether it's religious or social class, most girls in these countries will never see the inside of a classroom. It may not seem that important to some, but think about it. Almost everything you do from the time you wake up to the time you fall asleep is learned in a classroom. Whether it's how to read a street sign or pay goods, we all learned it in school. Your knowledge is the only thing that can never be taken from you, and that is a freedom that every man, woman, and child deserves. Living in America, I never thought of girls' freedom as a big issue. It doesn't affect me, so why should I care? It sounds callous, but we all have thoughts like this at some point in our lives. Girls in the U.S. have the same freedoms as men. It's a common fact, but for girls in other countries, this is information that would be astonishing. 64 million girls worldwide are child brides. One-third of the world's girls are married before the age of 18, and 1 in 9 are married before the age of 15. Many of these girls are never given the chance to get high-level educations, are allowed to vote, and in several societies, are not allowed to leave their own houses without men. Every action, thought, or word is controlled by a man. It's sickening to think about, but you can't turn your head and just ignore these travesties. Just remember, there is never a better time than now to help people in need. All in all, there is still much promise for girls' freedom around the world. Hundreds of protests and civil rights movements are going on right now as you read this. Female rights laws are being changed, girls are enrolling in school, and female independence is growing. I will begin to leave you with a quote from Malala Yousafzai. Let us remember, one book, one pen, one child, and one teacher can change the world. We all have the power to change these situations. Whether we believe it or not, every single person has a voice and an opportunity to promote change.